Online is Clementine Ford, prominent Melbourne feminist and columnist for The Age. Clementine, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for having me again.
What did you think of Germaine Greer's comments? And do they do the feminist movement harm or good?
I think, actually, that Germaine Greer's comments have been grossly misrepresented, and I think that that's actually what does the feminist movement harm. I mean, I've read the comments. I think that they've been taken out of context. She wasn't being critical of Kate Middleton. She was being critical of the system of the monarchy. And, I mean, we all know from... It's possible that it's changed now, but we all know from watching Princess Diana's experience with it that there was a huge amount of pressure for women to behave a particular way. And obviously the spotlight that's on Kate Middleton is even bigger and more focused than the spotlight that many women feel is on them in their day-to-day lives anyway.
The comment about being too thin can't be misconstrued.
I still think that all those comments taken out of the context of the interview...
But that's not out of context. She said she's too thin.
Well, Kate Middleton is very thin. I mean, it's not factually incorrect. She wasn't saying that she's a bad person because she's too thin. I think that if anything, you could say that it's probably a reflection maybe of the stress that she feels that she's under. Either way, I think that Germaine Greer's comments were much more directed at the monarchy, and I think that actually what's happened is it's been a very good opportunity for the media to take those comments out of context, because Germaine Greer has been everyone's whipping girl for a long time now.
Recent times, though, Clementine, she has said some things that you wouldn't have expected she would say when she talked about Julia Gillard's bum.
I agree with that, and I was very critical of that when that happened. But I think that it's really disingenuous for people to come out in defence of Julia Gillard against Germaine Greer just because they want to prove a point against Germaine Greer, whilst they conveniently ignored all of the sexism that Julia Gillard experienced while she was Prime Minister at the hands of her own colleagues.
So Germaine Greer is totally innocent, in your opinion?
Drastically oversimplifying things, Dennis.
No, I'm not. I mean, she said she's too thin. She commented about Julia Gillard's bottom. I mean,
I'd like to know, when comments are made about prominent women, whether or not it's Kate Middleton or Julia Gillard, when comments are made about prominent women in the public eye, do you think that it's customary for members of the media to always fall down on the side of the person who's being commented on? Because I certainly didn't see that defence of Julia Gillard being enacted. I think it's convenient that Germaine Greer says something and people can jump on Germaine Greer, and they can turn around and they can make it a broad attack on feminism by saying that it's women undermining other women and this is the problem with feminism, rather than looking at the whole of the situation and the context of the conversation that's being had. Germaine Greer has said lots of things that I disagree with and that I think are quite balmy.
Well, then does she do the feminist movement harm at times?
No, I don't think. I think that's a ridiculous thing to say. One person cannot do harm to a singular movement just because they've come out and said one single thing. I mean, Germaine Greer she's not the face of feminism. Germaine Greer wrote an incredibly persuasive and socially impacting book, obviously, that changed a lot of women's lives and changed a lot of society's direction. But that doesn't mean that she's the figurehead of feminism. Feminism is a broad movement, and one person can't undermine it. I'm very concerned by efforts constantly to try and portray feminism as being undermined by the women who are in it, when actually I would say that women's equality and women's rights are daily undermined by the very structural powers that they're fighting against. Let's put the focus on that and not on single things that one woman might have said.
Well,
some of which do have a point to be made and do have merit.
As a woman, do you think the Duchess of Cambridge would have any feelings of being let down a little bit by Germaine Greer? I mean, she's saying
I very much doubt that Kate Middleton wastes a lot of time worrying about what one woman has said about her. I'd say that she's probably more concerned about bigger world issues. This idea that women are constantly being let down by other women rather than being let down by the society that they live in is really pervasive and damaging. The idea also that women can't be critical of systems that other women partake in and actions that other women participate in and even views that other women have is really damaging. Women are human beings. We're complicated. We have an intellectual range that is worthy of critique and critical engagement. And to suggest that somehow we all need to be holding hands all the time and singing Kumbaya is really, really damaging to us.
But in fairness, if this had been a man who had said what Germaine Greer has said, you'd be critical of him.
Well, I honestly don't know that I would really care, because the monarchy is a very powerful institution. I interpreted those comments as being more of a reflection on criticism of the monarchy and how Kate Middleton and how indeed lots of women who enter into the monarchy become scrutinised and become victims of it. I think that those are worthy conversations to have. I think that, you know, newspapers taking singular comments and not putting it in the broad context of the interview that was, you know, it's exactly the same way when Hilary Mantel delivered a comprehensive speech at the British Museum, or sorry, the British Library, and included some references to the monarchy, which taken out of context were painted as being attacks on Kate Middleton. Now, this is designed to pit women against each other rather than to as a great defence of women. You know, where is the media and where are commentators every day when women are being undermined by people all over the world in all different kinds of ways?
Clementine
it's
Ford.
It's really disingenuous.
Well, let's see what the listeners think. Thank you very much for coming back on the program.
Thank you, Dennis.
Clementine Ford.